Novant wants to add 17 inpatient beds at Huntersville Medical Center. Chief Nursing Officer Trina King says the hospital is consistently at least 80% full, and she recalled when another hospital recently wanted to transfer a patient.
We were at 100% capacity, so we were unable to meet that patient's request. We would have had to bring that patient to our emergency department and had them stay there overnight, which is not an ideal experience for patients.
And here's how Dr. Ehab Sharawi describes the need.
These beds really are to meet a current need that was really yesterday that we needed that need. But I would take it a step further and say that it's also, we know that there's future growth.
Us too, says Bill Leonard of Carolina's healthcare system.
CMC continues to operate at about 90% occupancy on average.
CMC is the system's flagship hospital, and Leonard says it's been dealing with an overflow of patients for more than 2 years. So the system wants to add 34 beds at nearby CMC Mercy and 6 beds at CMC University.
While the beds we are proposing to add will not be located at CMC, the proposed beds will take care of the patients that generated the need for additional beds in Mecklenburg County.
Each side also had patients help make their case at the public hearing. Their message was the hospitals do great work, so they should get more beds. Here's Bill Verster from Charlotte, who had pancreatitis.
My experience at CMC Mercy was really quite exceptional. I was there for 3 weeks. I know that if anything ever happens to me again, I want to be sure there's a bed for me or for anybody else.
And then there was Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce.
My wish is that both requests by CHS and Novant Health could be approved.
But that can't happen because of state law. North Carolina is one of about 30 states that have a certificate of need program for inpatient hospital beds. The state uses a formula to project needs, and this year it projected Mecklenburg County needs 40 more. Craig Smith oversees this process in North Carolina. He says it's designed to keep costs down.
Yeah, unnecessary capital expenditures are a driver in healthcare costs.
Smith says if hospitals think the formula is off, they can petition for changes. That didn't happen this year, so Novant and Carolina's healthcare are left fighting for the 40 beds. The state will make its decision around March. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.